Nurses across Northern Ireland are under immense pressure from the current rise in COVID-19 hospitalisations, according to their union, unlike anything they experienced during the first wave. Yesterday, a further 722 people were recorded as having tested positive for the virus in the north. An additional 13 deaths were notified. Pat Cullen is director of the Royal College of Nursing in Northern Ireland. She says the profession is facing severe staff shortages, compounded by the number of nurses infected or self-isolating as a result of COVID. We spoke to Pat Cullen earlier. She outlined the impact on hospital services in the north.
Prior to the pandemic, we were working already in a very fragile health service with 2,000 vacant nursing posts. That's very significant. It's about 13 to 14% of our workforce that had already vacancies at that level. And now we've got about 25% additional pressures as a result of the nurses that have become infected with COVID or are off on isolation. So you can see how fragile the health service is. So there's no spare capacity, and certainly with the poor staffing levels that we've got, there is no doubt that there's a mounting crisis within our health service.
And why is it that on this, the second wave, if that's what it is, the pressure is so much greater?
Well, that's what I think nurses are asking the system as well, that surely we had time to plan the first time round. So we can increase the number of ICU beds, we can increase the other beds within the hospital, but they are just indeed that, beds. You cannot manage a bed without nurses, and that's very evident now within this service. And consequently, what we've seen is nurses having to move from ward to ward, department to department, and as a result, we have now got elective care surgery stood down because theatre nurses have had to go in and staff the intensive care units. What does that do? That has put enormous pressure on our community services and our district nurses, because our patients with cancer can't get their cancer treatments. Our orthopaedic patients in significant and severe pain are having to be cared for at home.
We're aware of these reciprocal arrangements between North and South. Has the time come for that to be activated, for health authorities in the north to look to the Republic, perhaps to relieve some of the pressure?
Well, there is no doubt that there has to be an all-Ireland approach to healthcare. We know that. We know that already we have many services that are worked across the all-Ireland approach, and they work very, very well. Whether or not we're at that stage yet, I would leave that obviously for the Chief Medical Officer and others to decide. But certainly any help and assistance and support that can be offered to our nurses at this time in Northern Ireland would be greatly appreciated. And I'm sure that those are discussions and decisions that will be made across the island of Ireland.
Just finally, what is the situation in relation to ICU capacity, of course, where the illest COVID and other patients may need to go to have the treatment that's required? What's the capacity there like? How great is the pressure in those areas, in those units?
There's absolutely mounting pressure. As of yesterday, we had 38 patients in ICU being treated for COVID, 33 of those patients being ventilated. And we are now asking nurses to come from right across the jurisdiction to work in the Nightingale Hospital in Belfast to provide care and treatment for those patients. That's right and proper, but you can see the pressure that that also puts on nurses, because again, they have families, they have childcare responsibilities, etc. And it's just not easy to lift a nurse out of another area, for example, in Derry or elsewhere, and ask them to place themselves in Belfast just overnight. That's not easily done.
And that's Pat Cullen of the Royal College of Nursing in Northern Ireland.